Jesus. Amen. Sometimes you just got to get up. Hallelujah. I said you got to get up from where you're at. You can get into a rut if you ain't careful. Well, hallelujah. I said you can get into a rut if you ain't careful. You got to learn how to get up out of a situation. Amen. Praise God. Every time I've ever been in a mess, I just kept running back to God. Amen. And He'll bail you out. Thank the Lord. Praise. It feels good to be bailed out, don't it? Hallelujah. Praise God. And I didn't say it feels good to be innocent. It feels good to be bailed out when you deserve judgment. You got bailed out anyway. God said, I'll pay for that one. Well, I want to give Him back on His investment. Hallelujah, hallelujah, my Lord. This is third service today, so, amen. This is your last chance today to get a breakthrough if you want one. Amen. We've had a great morning service. God moved in a mighty way. Great afternoon Spanish service. Brother Goodrum preached, and God moved. People praying everywhere. Appreciate Him. Amen. Praise God. He's going to be back this week doing some outreach in the Spanish communities and preach again next Sunday at 3 o'clock to our Spanish people. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank God for a good report from Brother Pate. Amen. On his stress test, they said all looks good. Thank you, Jesus. So, well, that's enough to take stress off of you just right there. Amen. Praise God. I'm thankful to have the Holy Ghost tonight. Amen. I'm glad that I'm in God's hands. It's a pretty good place to be. God's hands. Amen. Thankful. Brother Randy Obar's daughter is here. God bless her. Amen. God's moving. Keep getting reports of people. Amen. They're packing their bags and saying, we're moving to Hot Springs. Amen. We want some of that. So I pray every day, God, draw people from everywhere. Amen. I don't care. I just don't want people to die on pews hungry in a dead church somewhere. And I'm sorry, I'm just praying, God, draw people. Don't let them be lost, God. Hallelujah, praise God. It's good to have some Amity folks here, Brother Warren and Sue Ann. God bless them. He got baptized in Jesus' name this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's a good feeling right there. Amen. Our prayers are for all the sick, the Sochas and Bowens and different ones are calling. And amen. Bless them. Bless those that are being held hostage tonight by the recliner. Amen. Pray for them. If you got your Bible, 2 Kings, the 18th chapter. Just got a little bit. Amen. But I feel like that boy that had, they said, do you have anything? He said, I got two fishes and five loaves. And they said, well, what is that amongst so many? Amen. Let me tell you, if God starts doing the dividing and the handing out and the feeding, amen, that it don't take God very much. Amen. That's my testimony. It don't take God very much. Amen. Thank the Lord. 2 Kings 18 and 28. The Bible says, then Rabshakeh stood and cried with a loud voice in the Jews' language, and he spake, saying, hear the word of the great king, the king of Assyria. It's amazing how the enemy always wants to pump himself up and appear like he's something big in front of God's people. Amen. He sends his spokesman, Rabshakeh, and he said, thus saith the king, Let not Hezekiah deceive you, for he shall not be able to deliver you out of his hand. Neither let Hezekiah make you trust in the Lord, saying, the Lord will surely deliver us, and the city shall not be delivered into the hand of the king of Assyria. This is the enemy talking to the people of God, saying, don't let the preacher convince you that God's going to bail you out. The enemy's saying, don't listen, don't hearken to Hezekiah. For thus saith the king of Assyria, like it matters what the devil says. He's saying, make an agreement with me by a present, come out to me, and then eat ye every man of his own vine and every one of his fig tree, and drink ye every one the waters of his cistern, until I come and take you away to a land like your own land, a land of corn and wine, a land of bread and vineyards, a land of olive oil and honey, that ye may live and not die. And hearken not, don't listen to Hezekiah when he persuades you, saying, the Lord's going to deliver us. They said, have any of the gods of the nations delivered all his land out of the hand of the king of Assyria? Where are the gods of Hamath and of Arpad? And where are the gods of Sepharvaim and Hena and Iva? Have they delivered Samaria out of mine hand? Who are they among all the gods of the countries that have delivered their country out of mine hand, that the Lord should deliver Jerusalem out of mine hand? Then the Bible said, but the people held their peace and answered not a word, for the king's talking about Hezekiah's commandment was saying this, don't even answer him. I want to preach a little while from this title. Who are you going to listen to? Set your Bibles down and lift your hands to the Lord. Come on, I want God to sweep through this house and shake some things up and shake some things off. Build some people's faith in this house. Hallelujah. Come on, why don't you join with somebody if it's appropriate? Amen. Why don't you pray, God, help my brother. Help my sister. Come on, I know we're in a battle, but I know God's on my side. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ooh, I feel faith arising in this house. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Ilabasa. Come on, in a way of worship now, why don't you put your hands together for Jesus? The Bible said, clap your hands, all ye people. Shout unto God with a voice of triumph. We're going over. We're not going under. We're above. We're not beneath. We're the head. We're not the tail. I'm going to preach faith. I'm going to preach it till you believe it tonight. I'm going to preach it till the chains come off. I'm going to preach it till you get up, get up, get up. Get up out of that grave of despair and doubt and unbelief. I'm going to preach the Bible. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Somebody shout, the devil's a liar. Shout it out loud, the devil's a liar. Do you believe it? Do you really believe the devil is a liar? Well, you can be seated. Give me just a few minutes. Amen. I want to praise God. I want to make a liar out of the devil. Amen. I want you to know that there is a real enemy that wants you to just give up the battle. And don't feel like you're the only one that this has ever happened to. Because I just read scriptures to you where the enemy, the king of Assyria, sent his messenger to Judah, to Jerusalem, and began to tell them, hey, listen, Jerusalem. Hey, we've been whipping everybody around this place. Hey, amen. We've been We've been destroying gods all around. And we got a word for you. Amen. Your God is going to be just like all the other gods. And you ain't going to be able to win the battle because nobody else has whipped Assyria yet. Hallelujah. Well, let me tell you the difference between the world's gods that start with a little g and my God that starts with a big J. Hallelujah. Amen. My God is called Jesus. And he said all power in heaven and earth was given unto him. And my Jesus is not scared of Assyria. He's not scared of anything. Amen. And if he's not worried and I'm in his hands, I'm not going to be worried. You know what I'm going to preach? I'm going to preach the Bible. The Bible said, greater is he that is in me than he that comes against me. Come on, I want to build somebody's faith in this house for a little while. Amen. If you knew how scared the enemy really was of what you got in you, you wouldn't be backing up in a corner and feeling sorry for yourself. Amen. If you knew what the devil knew, he knows when you get the Holy Ghost. He knows you receive power. Amen. Our Bible said when we get this, we can tread upon serpents and scorpions and know anything can hurt us. Amen. My Bible said he'll guide my footsteps. He said I wouldn't stumble. I wouldn't fall. My Bible said all things are going to work together for me, for my good. When this is over, I'm still going to be standing. Hallelujah. Come on, I want to preach faith to you a little while. Faith cometh by hearing. My Bible says by his stripes I was healed at Calvary. One, two, three, four, five. Yeah, 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 yeah. I'm going to preach faith to you. I want to tell you again, we're more than conquerors. This Bible doesn't say we're defeated. It didn't say we're going to barely win. It said we're more than conquerors. It said we're made overcomers by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. I want to tell you, it don't matter what page of this book you read, we win. If you read the front of the book, we win. If you read the back of the book, we win. The middle of the book, we win. When we wake up, we win. Come on, church. Obey the Holy Ghost. We're about to have church in this house. This Bible said, leap for joy. Hey, man, if you ain't feeling it, start jumping. Oh, I don't think I can feel. Yo, you can feel joy if you leap for it. He said, give to me and I'll give to you. Good measure. Pressed down. Shaken together. Running over. Come on, we're about to make a liar out of the devil. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm going to preach faith. Preach, if you get in his hand, there's nothing that can pluck you out of his hand. Amen. The old dead churches try to use that as a once saved, always saved. But let me tell you what that is. That's a message to the one God apostolics that if you'll just dive right into his hand, amen, if you'll hang on with all your might, there ain't a devil in hell that could pull you out of the Father's hands. When you got it, you got it. Amen. If you got a made up mind, There ain't nothing the devil can do. Can I preach faith a little while? I'm about to preach about Hezekiah, but I'm preaching faith right now. There's no weapon that is formed against you that's going to prosper. He didn't say there wouldn't be a weapon formed, but it ain't going to work, my friend. I don't care how big the gallows they build. I don't care how good the gossip is. It ain't going to work when you're... Hallelujah. Boy, I feel like preaching. I feel like making a liar out of the devil. I'm blessed coming in. I'm blessed going out. I'm blessed in the field. I'm blessed in the storehouse. You know, I'm blessed. Why are you blessed? Because I got a book that's backing me up. I can do all things. This ain't me doing this. He said, I can do all things through which? If God be for you, who on earth could be against you? The writer would say, is there anything too hard for the Lord? I've seen it. I once was young, and now I'm 51. And yet, have I never seen the righteous? I feel like I'm all alone. That's all in your head. You need to get out of the aisle and start praising God. And you realize I'm not alone. He's with me. I'm walking with Him. We're doing this together. Come on. Come on, we're about to preach faith. Bible said He speaks things that aren't, which means I can do the same thing. I can speak things that aren't as though they were. What are you talking about? Hey, if I need a miracle, if I don't see it, I can open my mouth and say, it's done, it's settled, it's finished. Hallelujah. You know what Hezekiah was? He was a faith king. He was a faith preacher. Amen. He didn't care how many Assyrians there were. He was like Elisha. Maybe he said the same thing. Lord, I want you to open the eyes of my servant. You know what I'm praying? God, open the eyes of the saints of God. Don't let them just see the enemy. Let them see what's for us. When your spiritual eyes get open, you'll realize there's a lot more for you than could ever be against you. Amen. Come on, I want you to open your eyes to the God of this Bible. I want you to open your eyes, amen, to our buckler, our strong tower. Who would be scared if you had a strong tower? I like the song. It's a psalm, actually. Whom shall I fear? Who are you going to be afraid of if the Lord is on your side? Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no. For that. Why? For thou art with me. Amen. I'm not worried about the Assyrians. So here comes Assyria, a mighty army, a great army, formidable army, scary army. And they're looking up on the wall of Jerusalem. And they're telling the people, hey, please don't listen to Hezekiah. You know what the enemy's only hope is if you quit listening to preaching. Boy, I feel like shouting. He said, hey, don't listen to Hezekiah when he starts telling you he's going, y'all going to walk through this trial and y'all going to come out on the other side. Don't listen to Hezekiah when he says the Lord's going to bail you out. He said, oh, I feel Jesus. You know what the enemy's strategy since the garden was? Is to cast doubt on what the preacher said. If he can get you to doubt the word of God, you're in trouble. So that's why I come up to the wall and say, hey, will you please quit listening to Hezekiah? Can I preach to you a little while? And he begins to make promises. Hey, you're going to, if you'll quit listening to him, we're going to come and get you. And we're going to take you to a place that's just like yours. There's going to be olives and beautiful trees and, amen, tangerines and all the guacamole you can eat. What is the devil trying to tell you? He's trying to tell you if you will quit, your life will be just the same. Hey, don't listen to Hezekiah. I got a place that's going to be just as good as this. I come to make a liar out of the devil. He tied up, I say, amen. Let me tell you what Naomi said. She said, I left full. I listened to the enemy. And now I'm coming back. And you know what I've realized? I was full when I was there. And now I'm coming back empty. You know what the enemy wants to get you to do? Quit listening to the man of God. Quit opening up the word of God. Quit reading it. Quit believing it. Because he can't win if you believe the word. But if he can get you to back down. This is what gets people hung up. Well, man, he told me God is a healer. And I went and prayed and I still got the same deal. And I've been doing this for 2 months, 3 months, 4 months. Amen. He begins to take advantage of people's doubt. Because God ain't showed up when you want him to show up. He ain't working on your time schedule. So people begin to doubt the word of God. I come to ask you a question. Who you got your ear open to? Amen. I know that I'm preaching to the choir tonight, and I'm glad I am. But I want to tell you, nobody has got it figured out where they don't come and at least tempt you. Praise God. The devil lies to people and he tells them you don't fit in the church. You don't belong in the church. You're a different kind of person. Your personality is different. Your talents are different. Blah, blah, blah. And the preacher's saying you belong here. God put you here. God sets the members of the church. Hezekiah preaches, hey, if you leave, you'll be out of the will of God. Amen. Amen. But Assyria is going to sneak up. Oh, if you just go to the sleepy little church down the road. Amen. They got olives too. Praise God. Oh, olives ain't the same, my friend. Hallelujah. I've been to a few of them myself. I want to ask you, who you going to listen to? I tell you, if Assyria can get in between you and the pulpit, you're in trouble. A lot of times, I don't even know you're in trouble till you're in bad trouble. Hezekiah, he must have been a faith preacher, Brother Brooks, because those people, they just sat there and listened. Just go ahead and run your mouth. Not like that door we knocked on yesterday. Except I answered. Amen. But this enemy said, you're going under. Amen. We're going to come back. We're going to get you. Don't even believe anything Hezekiah told you. We're going to come back and get you, but it's going to be fine. And those people just sat there and said, ooh, hallelujah. Let me tell you, it ain't just in the words of a man. Listen to me. This is the words of God. And those people had been, they had read and listened to the word of God every 7 years from front to back. And they read the stories where that Red Sea looked like it was impenetrable. Amen. But somehow, amen, when the Hezekiah of that day held out his rod, what are you doing? We're about to walk across on dry ground. What are you doing? We're heading to the promised land. What are you doing? We're about to see the blessings of God. Don't you know? Don't you know the enemy was trying to get through that pillar of fire, I guess it was, to try to get to the other side to persuade those Israelites, hey, don't listen to Moses. I feel like, I don't know, this is just God dealing with me. I feel like maybe it's even nothing I preached tonight, something I preached in the past. Somebody got a hold of it and they got faith and they believed it. Amen. But time has rolled on and it ain't happened yet. Amen. This is just what I felt back there in that office before church. Amen. People's heard me say, hey, it's going to be all right. I just feel like God's going to work it out. Amen. And they took it and they believed it. Amen. But it didn't work out right when they thought it was going to work out. And Assyria comes sneaking up the backside of the wall and saying, hey, don't listen to him. I just want to reason with somebody. Who are you going to listen to? If you know Satan come to steal, to kill, and destroy, and your pastor and the word of God are here to drag you through across the finish line, why wouldn't you just get the earplugs out? Come on, why don't you put your amen, the next time the enemy begins to talk, I'm fixing to just stop my ears up. I ain't gonna listen to nothing he has to say. Itotobasa. Lift your hands to the Lord. I want God to confirm some things right now. Oh, ta ta ya da ba ba ba. Ooh, asana. Come on, prayer warriors, help me right now. I'm about to rebuke Assyria right out of your life right now. I'm fixing to pray a hedge around this church. I'm fixing to pray a hedge around people. Come on, prayer warriors, help me pray right now. We're about to see faith arise. Come on, in the name of Jesus. Hey, I'm asking you right now, if you've been given a promise, I want you to come down here to this front.
Come on. Come on. Hallelujah in Jesus' name. Come on. I wish everybody in this room would come down here. Truth is, we've all heard messages that we thought were ours. Been prophesied over, read scriptures, felt hunches in the Holy Ghost. That's for me. And you wait a minute, wait a day, wait a month, wait a year, and it didn't happen. And the enemy's sneaking up on the backside of the wall. And he's saying, hey, don't listen to that preacher. Don't listen when he says he's going to help you. Don't listen when he said God's going to help you. Just go ahead and throw in the towel. Your life ain't going to get no worse. Just throw in the towel. Come on, we're about to make a liar of the devil. Tataya, I don't know who I'm preaching to. Maybe every single person. In the name of Jesus Christ. Come on. Don't pray. Don't put God on a time schedule. Don't say, God, if you don't do it by next Monday, I'm going to quit believing. Pray this prayer. God, give me enough faith. God, build my faith. When the enemy opens his mouth, I'm going to say, get thee behind me, Satan. You're an offense unto me. Give me enough faith. Come on. Come on, in the name of Jesus. You've been praying for the miracle. You need to pray, God, give me enough faith that I don't get off track before I get the miracle. Let me become the man I need to be to receive the miracle. Isa, come on. Come on, I feel the power of God. I feel the comforting hand of the Holy Ghost that's saying you ain't gotta listen to that devil. You ain't gotta listen to the enemy. Oh, come on. He said, my sheep know my voice. My sheep know my voice. Oh, he told Abba, come on, in the name of Jesus, we're about to have a Holy Ghost breakthrough. Hello, we're about to show you that God is still in charge, that His promises are still valid, His power is still real. There's not an Assyrian, there's not a lying devil that can take away one promise from the people of God by the authority. Come on, pray with me right now. By the authority of the name of Jesus, let faith fall. God, confirm it. God, make us drunk in your spirit. God, overwhelm us with faith and joy and belief. I rebuke every doubt. Come on, let it break. Let it break right now in Jesus' name. Ito Rabasa. Yelo.